Through faith, our minds are enlightened, but love inflames the heart. Dear friends, in today's first reading, we see the encounter of Philip and the eunuch. This is an encounter in which it begins from darkness to light. The eunuch was in darkness until the scriptures were opened to him, were explained to him. From that point, his mind was opened because he believed in what he listened to. And in that way, he received Jesus Christ, who is the Word made flesh. And today in our gospel passage, Jesus Christ is telling us that he is the one who enlightens. He is the one who gives eternal life, that anyone who receives him in the heart will live forever. This life that he will live forever is not like they will never die, but then that even if they die, they live with God in his eternal kingdom. Like St. Paul, for me to live is Christ, and to die is him. That is what happens when we open up our hearts and go deeper with Jesus. That is the call that Jesus Christ is inviting us to, especially this year as we celebrate the Eucharist. It's a time for each and every one of us to reflect on what we receive. What is my attitude towards the Eucharist? How do I receive it? What is my disposition? What do I think about the Eucharist? Dear friends, if we have not received the Eucharist with a good disposition, knowing that we are receiving Jesus Christ himself, it is a time for us to rethink this and treat the Eucharist like Jesus Christ is coming to our hearts every day, every time we receive it. And therefore, we are living tabernacles, carrying Jesus every day. When you leave this church and go out, you go into mission territory. How do you bring Jesus to the other people who are not here today? How different are you when you leave this church and you go out there? How unique is the way you think, you act, or you speak? May Jesus Christ enlighten our minds and inflame our hearts with his love today and always. Amen.